And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome our new listeners just joining us. We're in the second hour of our normal show. We're live this week from our flagship station, 1150 WJBO in Baton Rouge. Our show emanates out of Minneapolis, Genesis Communications, with Tom Sherman on the board, my producer. We're glad you're joining us during this time. We talked in the first hour about this presidential election, individual freedoms, and the polarization in this country today. I want to continue that discussion. I've got a guest here with me right now, financial expert Tom Rossman. Tom's written a fascinating new book called Synthesis Revolution. The synopsis is dealing with the stagnancy and the confrontation and the dysfunction we see in government today. And Tom says there's some solutions out there. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show, Tom.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, Tom, you raised some interesting questions in your book. And let me just tell our listeners, if I can, The Synthesis Resolution, New Thinking for a New Era of Prosperity. You talk about the fact that America has always had the guiding principle that it can fix something that's wrong. If something's wrong, we fix it. But then you go ahead to say what we've been talking about for some time, that there is a polarization, a gridlock in our government today and in our system today. It seems like we're not able to fix a lot of the problems we face. So elaborate a little bit more and tell me what your research has shown.
Well, exactly what you're describing, Jim. Basically, I've had literally thousands of conversations with people from East Coast to West Coast, big cities, small cities, from the left and the right, Occupy Wall Street to the Tea Party, and everyone in between. And each one of them tell me the same thing, and that is that we have profoundly lost the ability to solve problems on a political level through our government. And that presents a tremendous problem because as a society, politically, socially, economically, we are becoming more and more polarized. Let me just give you a couple of quick examples. In 1976, 27% of the counties in the country were what is considered landslide counties, which means they vote for one candidate or the other by more than 20%. In 2008, that number was up to 47%. And 2012, as you're no doubt aware, promises even greater polarization. So
We talked about earlier, Tom, in fact, that, you know, we're down to probably, and it seems like it shouldn't be this way, we're down to maybe seven or eight states are really going to be the whole battleground on this election. Everything else is kind of a fait accompli. You come down here in the South where I'm broadcasting from, this is a Romney country, that we won't even see these candidates, we won't even see any television spots because things are so polarized.
Right. Right. So the idea is then, how do we overcome that gridlock and polarization? And to be able to solve any problem, the first step in that process is to understand the problem. And what I describe in my book, both the Synthesis Revolution and Forming a More Perfect Union, which is coming out in a few months, is the fact that we have some significant barriers. Ideology, partisan tribalism, and special interests have become the focus of our political dynamic and not solutions. So even in the best case scenario, solving problems is the fourth item on the list at best.
Well, now when you say
that represents a huge.
Yeah, go ahead. You're right. I see what you're saying. Now you talked about ideology, and I think we all have seen this beaten so much to death in the media over conservative versus liberal, I have a hard time defining some areas to where that makes sense. But now, what do you mean when you say tribalism? You talked about ideology, tribalism. What do you mean by tribalism?
Partisan tribalism.
Bipartisan. Yeah.
Right. So it's ideology, partisan tribalism, and special interests. And the partisan tribalism really are, to kind of tie in something you said earlier about our DNA, our country was founded under a great synthesis, which was the Constitution of the United States. And basically we were founded under the spirit of, well, how can we improve, how can we fix the problems that we currently have And then how can we implement a framework that will allow us to continually improve both the ability for us to succeed as individuals and the ability to succeed as a nation, and then pass that framework on to our children and our children's children, and et cetera, et cetera. And so, unfortunately, today we've lost that spirit. We've lost that animating energy that caused us to focus on making things better and solving problems. And we've established these barriers of ideology, partisan tribalism, and special interests. And what that does is it narrow and confines the perspective that people have, so that the only thing they understand is things that are delivered to them in ideological terms. And if you look at the history of ideology, it's only, as a concept, it's only a couple of hundred years old. And basically the initial intention was for it to be a way for us to coalesce all of the new information that was coming during the end of the 18th century and apply that to society to make society better. Well, unfortunately, at some point in the early 19th century, it transitioned from a process of making things better to representing progress itself. And at that point, it became a barrier to greater greater solutions and greater ideas instead of a mechanism to support achieving greater success and greater progress.
Talking to Tom Rossman, his new book, The Synthesis Revolution, talking about problem solving and the fact that we still got a long way to go. Now, you mentioned special interests, and to me, this is a huge problem to where, you know, these special interests almost thrive on this this division, this conflict, because that's how you raise money. If you're left-leaning or right-leaning, you can, through direct mail and through lists you can put together, you can raise so much money. And if you don't raise that money, you're not relevant. These special interests aren't relevant. So they raise this money to keep the confrontation going for their own existence, if you will. You know, it kind of, they thrive on this confrontation. They want to have problems not solved because that allows them to generate all these additional contributions to drive the whole system like it is. And it seems like we bogged ourselves down because of the money in so much of what we do in government. What do you think about that, Tom?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. In fact, I go into great detail about not just the framers of the Constitution, but also Adam Smith, who wrote The Wealth of Nations, one of the founding documents for the capitalist system, and also Alice de Tocqueville, who wrote Democracy in America. And these three individuals, even though they span different ends of the spectrum and different points in time in early American life, they all three had the same sort of concept, which was there's a point where the interest of the individual and the interest of the society merge. And by extracting value from society as an individual and benefiting yourself, where at the same time you're hurting society, that is a surefire formula for disaster. And I think we all witnessed that in 2008 with the financial crisis. We had many people from 2000 to 2008, the top executive management team at Lehman Brothers took home $1 billion in bonuses. And their leadership resulted in one of the largest bankruptcies in the history of our financial system and the loss of tens of billions of dollars for investors and ultimately putting our entire financial system on the brink of collapse.
And in doing so, they created absolutely nothing. Tom, we got to take a break right now. Can you hang on? I want to take a little break, come back, and ask out some more questions. I want you to tell me how to solve these problems. Tom Rossman's my guest. His new book, The Synthesis Revolution, you can get it on Amazon and get it off our website. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk to Tom some more. Right after this message, freshen up your coffee and stick with Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG.
PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're doing a little problem solving, or trying to do some problem solving this morning. We all agree, I think, that America has always been guided by the fact that if there's something wrong, we can fix it, or we can do so many things. And you look at America, technology, science, medicine. We have, you take your iPhone, your Android phone. We have made so much progress in the private sector, and yet we seem to have this paralysis within the government function, and it's important. Whether we like government or not, it's important to problem solving in this country, to lay the foundation so we can compete worldwide. My guest with us here on the show to talk about this very problem is Tom Rossman. He's written a book called The Synthesis Revolution, New Thinking for a New Era of Prosperity. Tom, we all have seen the problems. We all know there's paralysis, particularly look at this presidential campaign right now. One of the things that concerns me, Tom, is the candidates are, the whole focus is going back. What Romney did with Bain Capital 15, 20 years ago, what Obama should have done with the economy, going back to the crisis. Nobody's talking about the future, problem solving and looking towards the future. How do we get ourselves out of this rut, Tom? Give us some ideas as to get us moving again.
Well, the first thing we have to understand in order to establish a foundation for progress is how we achieve this progress in the first place. And a lot of people may intellectually know, but not really understand this very powerful point. And that is that in the last 200 years alone, we have created more prosperity, more wealth, more advances in health, science, longevity, and in every sense than the entire previous 7,000 years of recorded history combined. And it's so powerful when you think about that in the context of, well, how did that happen? Well, one of the key things that changed in the modern world versus the medieval world in Europe is that we began to look at the world the way it really is and find out what works and what doesn't work. Then build upon that knowledge to exponentially expand success. And that process has been applied over and over and over. When we deviate from that process, we end up with things like we discussed in the last segment, like ideology and partisan tribalism and special interests dominate because our focus is not on the real world. Our focus is not on finding what works and what doesn't work. And so by reestablishing that analytical framework, we can restore a focus to solving problems for our entire political system.
And well,
it's not easy.
And you're right when you talk about going back. It seems like up until about through the 80s and the 90s, the 90s were such a protective time with the stock market doing well, with so much creative innovation going on. I don't know if it was 9/11. Initially, we wanted to blame it all on the Bush administration, the Republicans, but the Democrats have not handled this situation any better. Seems like we got into this paralysis mode about 2001. And we're in this logress, and it just hasn't changed. We went into the financial crisis we've had on two different occasions in this decade, and we're still with high unemployment. We're in the droldums, economic droldums right now. Business is complaining we're not competitive. We've seen so many other countries that have risen above us productivity-wise, and so I would agree with you. There is this paralyzing effect within the system. The ideology, the driving of the special interests, but nobody seems to know how to shake it out and get it moving again. I think you focused on where we ought to go. I just can't find anyone who's got a roadmap to get us there.
Well, the roadmap is comprised of two things. It's new thinking and the new methodology of interaction. So you go back again to the beginning of the modern period, or you go back to the founding of the U.S. as a country. And the founding fathers engaged in a fierce debate, but that debate was focused on solving problems. The debate wasn't about left or right. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat. It wasn't about this special interest or that special interest. It was about how do we form a more perfect union. And maybe it was a benefit to them because, as Benjamin Franklin quipped, we surely all must hang together or we'll all hang separately. So maybe it was that focus that had their lives on the line that allowed them to create this wonderful synthesis of the not just the Declaration of Independence, but also the founding documents, the U.S. Constitution, and we became the model for the rest of the world. I mean, we were the first country to be founded on a set of ideas, and that energy is still available to us. To focus on solutions, to overcome the barriers that exist, but it's going to take a conscious choice to establish the new thinking and the new methodology of interaction to eliminate these barriers to free, fair, and productive debate.
Well, I agree with you, Tom. I think that's where political leadership comes in. That's where we're looking for that leader to inspire us, to move us forward, to make us, you know, to talk about, you know, well, John Kennedy's word, that's not what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. And then, you know, some, I'd like to take us look at national service. I'd like to find some ways to say, look, we got a host of problems. They can't be solved. Let's set those priorities and get some results. Let's get result-oriented. And right now, boy, on the federal level, in the state level, certainly in my home state down here, I'm not sure what state you live in, Tom, but we just see this polarization, this paralysis that just is not getting us moving forward. We're not solving problems. That probably comes from the top. It comes from our governors, comes from our president. And this is a demarcation line with this election coming up, don't you think?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because, you know, from the very first democratic systems of thought in ancient Greece, one of the consuming notions from Greece to Rome to England and the U.S., the issue of good leadership, how do we generate consistently good leadership? This has been a preoccupation of democratic thinkers for 2,500 years. And so that becomes a very essential key to the process. But the other part of it is recognizing that there is and always will be different opinions and different perspectives on issues. And one of the things that the Synthesis Revolution goes into in great detail is how do we take different perspectives of the world and turn that into a synthesis or a greater solution than the two perspectives in and of themselves. And that is a process of the new interaction that I refer to, that I discuss in my book. And basically it comes down to making the initial recognition that there are two perspectives, and the key that of modern success in all of Western civilization has been taking what is good and useful from both sides, both perspectives, and putting that together to form the synthesis. And that's how modern progress was established. And you see this, you know, all of the astonishing accomplishments that we have had in the past 250 years have been amazing, especially compared to the lack of real prosperity that existed for the first 6,800 years of recorded human history.
Tom, you summed it up well. The book, The Synthesis Revolution, New Thinking for a New Era of Prosperity, Thomas A. Rossman. Hope you'll join us again, Tom, when the new book comes out. Good talking to you. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Jim. You too.
All about leadership, Tom says. All about leadership. And, boy, we need that in this country today. And, quite frankly, this presidential debate is not focusing on leadership problem-solving like it should be. Jim Brown's Common Sense, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Trying to get a fellow on the phone who's an expert at this whole issue of online sales tax collections. That concerns me. There's a big move around the country for states to start saying, look, if you buy something online, if you go on the internet and you buy something from New York, say you buy a book on Amazon, you want to buy a new book. And it's obviously a lot cheaper online to buy a number of items, but right now many companies don't pay sales taxes, and they say that, you know, there's no law saying they have to, no national law saying they have to pay sales taxes, and they obviously avoid it because of all the extra paperwork. You can imagine the problems. Let's take Amazon.com. Amazon, you're living in a county in let's say in upstate New York, over New Jersey. Got all our listeners listening to us on WVNJ, 1180 AM. So you're in a county in New Jersey, and you order a book on Amazon. Well, you've got the New Jersey state sales taxes. Then you'll often have a county sales tax, and you'll have a metropolitan tax. Where I live here in Baton Rouge, we don't have counties. We have what we call parishes, but there's a state sales tax. There's a parish sales tax. There is a city sales tax. Well, Amazon would then be required to figure up wherever I lived. There'd be thousands and thousands of different tax districts. Now, I guess all that could be unified into one computer program, I suppose. They'd have to figure up individual sales taxes. It might be 8% in one area, one county, one city, 9%, 10%, whatever it would be. So they're reluctant to do that. They think it's a burden on them. Now, what the argument is that, well, it's a way of letting local government run more, or the state government run, by collecting these taxes, and it's not fair to compete against local businesses where the taxes are not paid. Often it's a swap off. You'll get free delivery sometimes, but most of the time you don't, so you got to pay the delivery. I find the delivery charges about equal what the sales tax would be if I buy something locally. And so so what's the thing to do? Should, the question is, should out-of-state companies be taxed on the sales they make over the Internet? And should you do that? Now, usually you talk about, well, the government needs revenue, number one. And here's my attitude towards it. Right now, unless it changes, I'm against paying online a sales tax when I purchase something. Obviously, I want the cheapest price. But when I pay a local sales tax, I'm getting something in return. When I go into Walmart or when I go in, and I'm not a big box store fan. Let's take my local grocery or my local bookstore. When I buy something there, I'm getting something in return, aren't I? I'm getting police protection. I'm getting fire protection. The roads in which I drive to the store are all taken care of. The trash is cleaned up. There's a whole variety of public services I get for the taxes I pay. That's why you pay the taxes. So there is a government structure to give you that protection, to give you the needs you require to be able to travel and safely buy the products. Now, what do I get for the sales tax I pay online? All I'm doing is giving the government more money. I'm not getting a thing. Now you say, well, they're getting it backdoor and they can give me these services. But I don't relate it like that. When Amazon or some company like that, I buy a purchase. And I try not to go to, you know, I'd rather buy at the local bookstores. We're losing so many local bookstores. I do some business there, but sometimes it's just so convenient and the book is in. You can do it with one click and the book is there with you 2 days later. But I'd rather shop at the local stores. But the fact remains that I'm getting something in return with my local sales tax. I'm not getting anything in return when I shop online. If that store collects the sales tax, all it's a way of taxing me more. It's just taxing me more, and I don't get anything in return. I'd rather deal with the issue up front and say, look, if you're going to deal in your city, there are certain costs involved. You pay it either through a property tax or a sales tax or an income tax, whatever. Just be upfront with me about it. Tell me what the costs are going to be, and I can deal with that. But don't tax me on something I'm doing outside the state or outside the jurisdiction where I'm getting nothing in return, and all it does is generate more income for the source that is charging me that tax, the county, the city, the state, whatever it happens to be, you see. So that's the perspective I'd share with you. And I've had a number of emails about that issue, people wanting to know what I thought about it. And we're trying to get an expert on here to give the pros and cons about how all that works. But so far, I'm just giving you my opinion. Unless things change dramatically, I just don't see that happening. I want to also talk about some disturbing figures in terms of rural areas. We've got a lot of listeners listening in rural areas. I say rural areas, in the cities too. And I thought it was a southern problem, but it's not a southern problem. In many states, I was surprised to see that 40 to 50% of the people that live in many states throughout this country do not have access to the Internet. They just can't afford the service. And in many rural areas, it's extremely expensive, or it's not available at all. And even in the metropolitan areas, when you bundle and try to put it together, some families just can't afford. Sometimes it's $40, $50 a month to have Internet provider service. And I think I would argue you can talk all you want to about education. We've had this fight here in my home state of Louisiana where vouchers have come in and all these changes, teachers' accountability. I would put all that on the back burner, all of it on the back burner, and deal with Internet accessibility. Now, maybe a lot of you older listeners, and I'm a little older myself, maybe you just aren't that sophisticated in the Internet. You don't use it. Maybe you can get some basic emails. But I can tell you, for your children and for your grandchildren, if they don't have access to the Internet, then they are dramatically behind because the child goes to school, has a laptop, comes back home, gets on the Internet, and they can do their homework, they can do their term papers, they can do their research, their overall studies. It's just going to put them so much further ahead. In the city of New Orleans, for example, I saw recently that about half the people down there don't have Internet access. That's a tremendous problem, a tremendous educational problem. And then I see the same figures of 40 to 50% in cities and in states all over America that don't have that Internet access. Let me tell you just a terrible example. The state of Louisiana, down here where I live, gives about $70 million to some chicken factory so they can pluck the chickens and make the chickens. They give them $70 million of state taxpayers' money. And so if you want to get a job up there, the only way you can do it is to go on the Internet. Now, half the phones up there or more don't have Internet accessibility, so what a lot of those folks are doing is going to the local library. There were some federal grants to go for Internet access that a number of states turned down. Oh, we're not going to take that federal funds. We're going to turn that federal funds away. We're not going to take that money, and we're just going to cut back our local services. So they cut out the Internet. We've got libraries in my state that are losing all their funding for the Internet, so they got to shut it down. So in rural areas, you got people who can only get a job if they fill out the application over the Internet, yet they can't afford the Internet, and the library and local government does not allow them or give them access to the Internet at the library. I mean, that's just crazy. You talk about class warfare and division. We are dividing the haves and the have-nots dramatically in educational ability and the ability to get jobs, all because of Internet access. And so, like I say, I'm all for teacher accountability and having good teachers out there. I think that's an overrated issue, quite frankly. I talk to lots of teachers socially and in the schools where I go, and teachers are trying pretty hard. They're overworked. They don't have the tools. A lot of them buy their own pencils and paper to give in class. But there are some, I don't care what it is, there's bad doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, and radio talk show hosts to some degree. 10-15% shouldn't be there. But most teachers do a pretty good job. But still, let them be accountable. I'll even try the vouchers. But that's irrelevant if you don't give Internet access to your population. We have failed miserably in Louisiana. In many states, they failed miserably. And it's holding us back in ways that we're going to have a hard time making up. Hey, Jim Brown here in Jim Brown's Common Sense. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Come back for my final segment right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 housing, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've been focusing on the show today as to what our presidential candidate should be talking about. It disappoints me, and it's been to several of our guests. A lot of you have emailed me agreeing with the fact that we're talking about the past. The Obama Democrats are all beating up on Romney for what happened at Bain Capital 20 years ago, and the Republicans are saying, well, Obama should have done this and that 5 years ago and 4 years ago. What he did back in the Senate? Look, I'm concerned about the future. I will make it a given. I will grant the fact that both parties done a pretty lousy job of planning where we go in the future. And I don't mean the future 3 or 4 years from now. I mean thinking out the quality of life that we want 20, 25 years ago. All these politicians do on a state level and a national level is to kind of say, get me through the budget from year to year. Well, we're going to worry about the pharmaceutical drug and this and that, and we're going to get through just one more year. Or maybe get through the next election, right? Okay, that's fine to a degree, but somebody's got to take a deep breath and step back and say, where do we want to be 2 decades down the way? What kind of quality of life do we have in this country? What kind of educational system do we want to have? What kind of retirement system do we want to have? We've got to be thinking long range, and we just don't do that. We just don't do that. Back when I graduated from college in 1962 from the University of North Carolina, all you North Carolina listeners, Governor Terry Sanford was the governor at the time, and he said, look, I'm going to change the focus of education in North Carolina, but it's going to take me 20 years. And he was wrong. It took him 30 years, but eventually they did it because they had a long-range game plan that made my alma mater, University of North Carolina, one of the top universities in the country. We just don't seem to think long range. And so I wish both these candidates, Obama and Romney, would quit beating up on the past and looking towards the future. Sure, there's some present problems that need to be discussed. We've got, we got trouble right here in River City, as the music man said. What about the fact that America has the highest incarceration rate and the largest total prison population in the entire world by a good margin? What about that? What's the focus on it? What do we do about it? We just build more jails and throw more people in jail? What do you do about our health? You know, the average American drinks more than 600 sodas a year, the most in the world. Diabetes, heart problems. U.S. corporations sell more fast food and more soda than anywhere else in the world. We sit there and watch TV, 28 hours a week of TV. No other country does that. The kids are up moving around. They don't sit there and watch that box just hour after hour after hour. The United States has the highest divorce rate in the world. I'm not sure what a presidential candidate can do about that. But how about this? The United States has the highest teen pregnancy rate in the world. There are more school shootings in America than anywhere else in the world. I could go on and on with you with some of these figures that obviously concern me that I wish our presidential candidates would be focusing on. America has the highest rate of illegal drug use on the entire globe, and we just fuel our own drug use. All this violence in Mexico and on the border. Got a producer, one of our radio stations. He's trying to sell a house down around the Brownsville, Texas area. Can't get a bite on it. Nobody wants to live down there because of all the violence and all the drug cartel activity. Yet we fool that by our appetite for these drugs all coming into America. More student loan debt in America than any place else in the world. Doctors, lawyers come up with $300,000 or more in debt. How can they pay that kind of debt off? How are we structuring our educational system? And so we've got some things that have to be dealt with item by item that presidential candidates should be talking about. I hope if we have a debate, what about the fact that U.S. has the most foreign military bases in the world? Well, they're protecting our freedom. To some degree, that's right. But do we need to continue to have bases in Japan where their economy is doing pretty well right now? German economy is really thriving. We've got, 60,000 Americans based in Germany, about 50,000 in Japan, South Korea, 40, 50,000 in South Korea. Not just the troops, but the infrastructure that we build. Why do we need all those troops in those countries that are very strong economically, that have their own military armies there? And in this day and age of instant communication and rapid response, you know, your jets and your missiles can go a long way. Do you need all these bases spread out all over the world? That should be debated by these candidates for president. Don't hear a single word about it. Our trade deficit. Got the largest trade deficit in the world. It certainly is having a massive negative effect on our economy. Don't hear anybody talking about it. So, you know, we don't want to trash America. We love this country. We talked the whole first hour about the exceptionalism, the fact that we've not built that exceptionalism in our children and in our grandchildren. We don't let them know what is important about being an American. We went through a whole litany of those ideas on the show here in the first hour of the show. We talked about what it is to be exceptional and what you do to maintain that exceptionalism in our country today. We failed to pass on to our present generation what it means to, you know, not just you're an American, but the why. You know, yes, we want to talk about surviving, but the why to survive. And we just don't seem to do that. We don't explain. And if you missed that first segment on our show, I talked at length about the difference between liberté, the French freedoms, and American freedoms. The liberté freedoms in France are collective freedoms. The good of the whole transcends the individual freedoms. And I don't agree with that. Never had agree with that. I think that our liberty is basic to individual freedoms, the fact that we protect an individual. Here's the difference. Here's the difference in terms of the freedoms. In France, they profess this in their revolution. They endorse liberty as a basic right. Liberté, equalité, fraternité, right? But in the French version, freedom is adopted as a part of equality, where they're everyone's equal, not just when you're born, but till the time you die, when the government takes care of you at most of the facets of your life. In America, we're all born equal. But then it's up to you. Where you end up is your business. You follow me? You're given an education. You're given this basic foundation on which to build. And your will, your intuition, your hard work, your tolerance, your perseverance all go into the formula that allows you to be a success. And I know we hear about, oh, but that person had a silver spoon in their mouth. Their parents had a lot of money. And we all have friends like that. But we know too many others who didn't even graduate from high school have been a success. I was watching David Letterman the other night. Mark Wahlberg, the actor. I like his movies, done a number of them down here in New Orleans. Hugely successful actor.
Wahlberg, they ask him, what do you do when you've got all this free time between shots and you're in your little trailer, and what are you doing? He says, I'm working on my degree. And Letterman says, oh, you haven't graduated from college? He says, no, not only that. I've not graduated from high school. I dropped out when I was in the ninth grade. Never graduated. I want to get my high school diploma. The guy's making $15 million a year in movies, making two or three movies a year. Huge success. And he's working on his high school diploma, you see. Now, he's very successful, I agree. But I can tell you so many kids who, and sometimes their mothers and their kids who had to drop out that are working in that diploma. You all start off equal, and you have those opportunities. You make of it what you will. You make of it what you will. So this is not bashing America. This is saying, America, we want to help. We've got hope. We've got such anticipation of what we could be doing. Remember how great it used to be in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s where, you know, we looked to the moon and we could tackle anything. And in the private sector, there's some huge success stories going on. But the government intolerance, the fighting that goes on, the nitpicking, the polarization is really holding us back. And I asked him, why do you keep talking about this, Brown? Keep talking about the fact you can't make any difference. What difference do you really think you can make? One of my favorite proverbs about an Arab traveler who comes upon a sparrow in the desert. Sparrow is lying on its back with its claws outstretched towards the sky. The Arab asks what the bird is doing, and the bird replies that he has heard the sky is about to fall, and he wants to be ready to hold it up. You foolish creature, says the Arab, laughing, to which the bird replies with resignation, one does what one can. One does what one can. Well, that's what we're trying to do here in the Common Sense Show. Hey, go to our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll find some interesting columns. I wrote about freedom this week up on my video. You can see us talk about freedom. You can get an Android app and an Apple app, an iPhone app, to listen to this show, both on the website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, you folks have a great week. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. Be back same time, same station, with a lively show next week.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.